We're here pregame on the WCC Network. David Gentile with Santa Clara redshirt senior Ryan McCarthy. And Ryan, it's been a good start for the team here in 2020, 9-5 through 14 games coming into this weekend. What's your overall takeaway on the team's success early on in the season?
Yeah, it's definitely been a fun start to the year. It's just really a testament to our culture and what we built in the fall, in the winter. And I think we're leaning on each other a lot. It's like you're leaning on the guy to your right and your left, and they're holding you up. And it's a really good feeling having your entire team behind you like that.
You were honored with this group on senior day last year, had an opportunity to move on or come back, so a decision for you to make. What led to you deciding to come back and play another year with the Broncos?
Yeah, it was a late decision, but I got together with four other kids in my class that all had another year of eligibility. We decided that we wanted to come back and leave this program on a special season, not last season. And I think we're off to a good start on that.
When you go through a tough season like that, 12-40 a year ago, how does that toughen you up mentally, and what do you have to do to kind of just push on through that and say, all right, we're going to get back to work in the summer and then take it into next year?
Yeah, it's tough when you're not getting a lot of wins, but it's a real testament to the guys who show up every day, stay consistent with their work, and you see in it pay off this year. It was a long year last year, but all those young kids got a lot better. I feel like I got a lot better learning with them, and seeing it pay off right now is a good thing to see.
We're talking with Ryan McCarthy here on the pregame show. In terms of getting better, the numbers will back that up. You're hitting .333 this season coming into the series. That's a 66-point bump from your career average. How do you feel like things are going for you offensively so far?
I feel really good at the plate, but it's a lot to do with my teammates. I mean, I've got a couple good hitters around me, so I'm definitely getting a lot of good pitches to hit, and we've bought into a good two-strike approach, and a lot of my success has come with two strikes, and I've definitely worked on that. So I think having good hitters around me and having a complete lineup has definitely led to that little bump.
We kind of led into the next question. I was going to ask about maybe something you've worked on or focused on. So for you, what does a good two-strike approach look like?
I try and see the ball as early as I can and as long as I can. So I try and back it up, try and see it deep. A lot of hitting terminology, but really just trusting my eyes. I mean, I know the zone, I know most of the umpires and how they call it, so just trusting my eyes and trusting the work I've put in the offseason really, really helps me with two strikes.
I want to bring it back to the fellow members of the senior class that were honored last year, and it was five of you guys who had the opportunity to come back, and you all did, and now you're all in the educational leadership program here at Santa Clara. How cool is that to be able to spend the additional time with your teammates off the field in such a small grad program?
Yeah, it's definitely a good time. It's allowed us to get a lot closer as a class, and it's fun, though. It's been a fun fall and winter so far, getting to go to class with these guys.
So you guys walk in the room and just a lot of head turns, like, whoa, who are all these big dudes? They got to be student athletes.
Yeah, and there's a couple basketball players in the program too. So we all the student athletes tower over the teachers, and they always mention it on the first day.
All right, last one for you, Ryan. Going to put you on the spot here. Talked with a couple guys already this season about something that maybe not necessarily everybody knows about you, whether it's a hobby or kind of a fun fact, and I'll give you some examples here so you can spin the wheels. Talked with Jason DiCochea about beach volleyball. Austin Reyes has talked about surfing as a passion and a hobby of his. What comes to mind for you there?
I've been playing actually a lot of video games recently, and it's actually become like a pretty strong passion of mine. I enjoy it a lot, and it keeps the competitive juices flowing. And I actually had a thumb injury in the fall, and I jammed it sliding into second, and our trainer Tanner told me to play video games as some sort of rehab to get my thumb moving again. So I guess it kind of stuck. I probably play video games every day. So it's good fun.
Keeping it away from specific titles, but more just generally in terms of genre of games, what games have you found that you like to play?
I like battle royale games. Yeah. So it's like one man standing, last person wins. It creates a good like storyline each single game, and it's never the same. So it's always different, keeps you on your toes. It's fun. Cool.
Santa Clara's Ryan McCarthy. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
More of the pregame show coming up after this on the WCC Network.